then remind yourself of why you came. Why? I want you to personally answer this question for yourself. Why are you here? Why did you come? 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 Then ask yourself, do you want to be here or not? Do you really want to be here? Do you really want to be here? Do you really want to be here? There's no wrong answer. And remind yourself that what you know may not be all there is to know. Remind yourself that what you know may not be all there is to know. Remember that you need not believe the ideas. Remember that you need not accept the ideas. Remember that you need not even welcome the ideas. Some of the ideas you may actively resist. 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 Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas I will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas I will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas I will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas I will find it hard to believe. Some of the ideas. Some of the ideas may seem to be quite startling. Something that I hear may startle me. Something he says may startle me. Something he says may startle me. You are not asked to judge the ideas at all. It's not necessary for me to use my regular mind. You are not being called here to judge the ideas. Their use will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that the ideas are true. Using the ideas will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that they are true. There is nothing to fear. Let me please close those blinds behind me so I don't get all that glare in my face. Thank you. God, I'm glad to see y'all. You know what I'm saying? It feels always feel so good. How many of you are trying to live into this?
Do what?
How many of you are actually trying to live any of the truth that you're here? Well, then in that case, you're probably going through a bunch of stuff. it's a surefire sign that you're actually trying to apply this when you watch your experience become somewhat disorienting and confusing, because confusion is a very high state. Confusion means that you've been willing to let go of your old way of thinking, but you haven't completely embraced the new way yet.
Thank you.
So I want you to, you know, acknowledge yourself for your confusion, and to know that your confusion means that you have let go. I read a story in a book one time about these creatures that lived on the riverbed, and they were all clinging to the rocks for, you know, to the best of their ability. They were trying to hang on to the rocks at the bottom of the creek. One of them decided that they were going to let go. They was tired of clinging to the rock, living for the rock, all about the rock and trying to cling to everything. So immediately when this creature let go of the rock, this could be the analogy of the old way of looking at things, they were immediately crashed against the rock, dashed against the rock by the current. because at first they let go, they didn't. But they refused to grab hold again, even though they was. They refused to grab hold again to the old, the rock, and then eventually the current lifted them up, and then they were like floating downstream, and then when the creatures clinging to the rock downstream saw this creature gliding by, and said, "God." You hear me?
Yeah.
Jesus was the creature floating on the current that had let go, Buddha, all great spiritual teachers and masters. Chris Angel. So, the first thing I'd like to share with you is lesson 70, on page 119. I'm going to jump around. I'm going to go anywhere that my inner guide tells me to go. And people have often had opinions about where I should go. You know what I mean? So the name of this lesson is My Salvation Comes From Me. And I'm going to give you some Course in Miracles definitions of the word salvation. One definition is right-mindedness. My right-mindedness comes from me. Another word for salvation is healing. My healing comes from me. Another Course in Miracles definition for salvation is forgiveness. My forgiveness comes from me. Another one is happiness and joy. So my happiness and my joy comes from me. Okay? So today I'm going to say it like my happiness comes from me. My joy comes from me. The focus is going to be on my happiness coming from me. My joy is coming from me. Alright? Mm-hmm. How many of you all have been successful in having your joy come from everybody else? You been really successful?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Really?
Did it kind of turn you into a control freak? Did it kind of make you have scripts for everybody and you thought if they acted out those scripts then you would be happy? Anybody familiar with that plan?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what we're going to do, and then will you give me permission to get this point across any way that I feel like it?
Yeah.
Okay. My happiness comes from me. 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 My love comes from me. My abundance comes from me. My forgiveness comes from me. My joy comes from me. And all temptation, if you want to know what temptation is, my girl. All temptation. My salvation comes from me. All temptation is nothing more than some form of the basic temptation not to believe the idea for today. So the only temptation you can have is the temptation not to believe that your peace comes from you. So all day long we're tempted to believe that our peace comes from something or somewhere else. That's the one temptation that we'll have for the rest of the day. The temptation to believe that our peace and joy and happiness comes from somewhere else. Some person, some situation, some circumstance, some plan. Okay? He says, so that means peace, which is salvation, and innocence, which is another term for salvation. And peace means total fulfillment, not meditating on your navel in a cave. Okay, so when you're having peace, you're totally fulfilled, and you can feel totally fulfilled dancing, skiing, you can feel totally fulfilled. So peace does not look like some physical behavior, which is a popular conception that the more spiritual you get. Really peaceful. To me, it looks like he's dead with boredom, but that's just my perception. You know what I'm saying? I've been the most peaceful when I've been the most outrageous. So remember, peace isn't a behavior. It's a content, not a form. So, he said, so peace seems to come from anywhere except from you. What does that mean? Well, it looks like even guilt comes from somewhere other than me. So the Course says, you see the guilt nor innocence, which is salvation, as in your own mind. You don't see your fear or the peace that you're looking for as being in your own man. You don't see the lack that you feel or the abundance that you feel is in your own man and nowhere else. So your prosperity is in your mind and nowhere. Does nowhere else means nowhere else? I want to be clear about that. Does nowhere else mean nowhere else?
Yeah.
So when you say you realize that your happiness and your peace comes from you, that's the same as saying I know my happiness and peace doesn't come from anywhere else.
Right.
My happiness and my peace and my abundance does not come from anything outside. Nowhere else. Nowhere else. Okay? So when I say something comes from me, I'm saying it doesn't come from anywhere else. So if my happiness and peace only comes from me and nowhere else, and I see you as part of me, then whatever that comes to you will come to me. So the way that I share in your joy is to realize you're part of me and I'm part of you. And so since my happiness comes from me, then I can experience the benefits of anybody's happiness anywhere. Just like you can inject something in any part of the body and eventually all parts of the body could be affected. It doesn't make any difference where you stick the needle in, as long as it gets in circulation. And we are the pores of each other.
Wow.
So when happiness comes into your life and I see myself as part of you, then that happiness filters into my life and it comes to me in the form I need it in, so it might seem like it's different from the form yours came in. You might need it in the form of a car, and I might need it in the form of a vacation. The form doesn't matter, but the content is the same. You know. So one of the advantages of recognizing our oneness with each other is that we will start to let the benefits of any one of us come into every one of our lives. All right. So, then if you don't want to look at it in terms of everybody, and you just want to look at it in terms of your own individual self, then you can say my happiness comes from me. It doesn't come from anywhere else. When I'm in a special love relationship, I effectively go insane. And the sanity usually hangs on by a thread and still prevails up until sex happens. I've always said sex is sort of like flicking the crazy switch. Like everybody's pretty sane till sex happens, then they go crazy. Because in our level of consciousness, we use sex as a symbol of love. That's not what it is, but that's the pressure we put on it. You know. If you work really hard, you'll get a chance to get my dysfunctional love. So, the Course says that when you realize that your guilt and your innocence, your guilt and your salvation, and love and your fear must be in the same place, which is in your mind. When you realize that all your guilt and all your upset and all your worry is an invention. I want you to think of it just like a scientist. You invented the way you're feeling. You invented your fear. You invented your guilt. And it was invented, the Course says, in your own mind. He says, and when you realize that the problem and the answer is in the same place, then you'll be sad. Then you'll be saved. If the problem is in my mind, the answer ain't in you. You see what I'm saying? If the problem's inside of my mind, then it's not outside of myself. So I've got to realize that if my Creator is halfway intelligent, my Creator would have put the solution where the problem is, and if the problem is in my thinking, then obviously the solution must also be in my mind, which is where my thinking is, and not anywhere else. Because I guarantee you, you can only find something where it's located. That's profound, isn't it? When you look anywhere else, you're bound to be disappointed. So if you're dealing with some disappointment right now, it's because where you're looking for it, it ain't located. Trying to get it out that person, sorry, it's not located there. Trying to get it out that job, no, it's not located there. You've been trying to do it and no joy is there. Maybe it's because it's not located there. It's located where? Inside me, in my mind. Okay. Now, the cost, because in understanding this, you're saved. Now, if you just, so that one paragraph says, if you get this, all your problems are over. If you get what? Who can tell?
Come from me.
What?
Come from me.
Come from who? You're having it on the home. Come from who? Your peace comes from where? Your joy comes from where? All right. Okay. So, But you see that person coming in, you're attracted to, you go, man, I haven't his guns on you. And you hide it in your body. And I'm trying to get in there fast as I possibly can. It's amazing how you spend so much of your life trying to get back into what you came out of. So, you know that, you know what I'm saying? As if you were sick. Okay. So the course is very funny, and when you listen to the sense of humor of Jesus, who claimed that, you know, I mean, come on, you know, here's a book that's supposed to be channeled, which means a higher invisible presence uses the body to communicate stuff, right? That's a Jewish atheist psychologist channeling Jesus. If you don't see the joke in that, I don't know what it takes for you to see the humor. And then people go, well, is that true or not? I really don't care. I've never really focused a lot of attention on whether or not the source is true. All I've noticed is that every time I did what it said, it worked. So I'm sold. You know, I don't care about the source if it can prove itself in actuality. Because in the end, that's what matters to me, is whether or not it works.
Yeah.
That's how I judge the truth. Not where it came from, but does it work? If it works, then it must be the truth. I don't care where it came from, because if it wasn't the truth, it wouldn't work. Okay, so you can wrestle with where the course came from, or if the course is valid, or you could just use some of the ideas and see. For instance, the idea that the only temptation you're going to have for the rest of the day is the temptation to believe that your happiness is coming from something outside of you. That you need to remember that if you feel guilty or angry, upset, or depressed, that it's in the exact same place where your peace and your innocence and happiness is located, which is inside your mind. And if you realize that the answer and the problem are in the same place, and now you know what the answer is, you are saved. All right? So the seeming cost of accepting today's idea, which is my peace comes from me, what's going to cost you if you say your happiness comes from me, it's not going to cost you anything except nothing. You realize that nothing outside yourself can save you. 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 Nothing outside, which means nothing outside yourself can give you peace. If you accept that your peace comes from you, then you also accept that nothing else except you can give you peace. And when I say you, I'm not just talking about the ego self that's sitting in the chair. I'm also talking about the you with a capital Y or S, your divine self. So the Course says, if you're really getting this, it means that you realize that nothing outside yourself can hurt you. So if you say, my peace comes from outside, from me, you're really saying, nothing outside myself can hurt me. See, when the Course gives you the definitions of what it means, that's when it trips you out. So if I say my peace comes from me, I'm really saying nothing outside myself can hurt me. You can't 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 hurt me. Then the mind goes, wait a minute, then hold it, because it does look like somebody could hurt me. And then you get in touch with your own belief that your peace comes from something outside of you. That my peace comes from what you don't do to me. So you have to ask yourself, would a benign creator set it up where everything about your life was dependent on people who didn't even care about you or know you? Whew, if I loved you, would I put you in a place where you could even accidentally be hurt?
Mm-hmm.
If I really loved you, I wouldn't let your safety depend on the way you treated yourself. If I love you, I create you so that you couldn't be hurt no matter what you think of yourself. So the Course says, if you say my peace and my happiness comes from me, you're saying that there's nothing that can disturb my peace or upset me in any way from outside of me. Nothing outside of me upsets me. Nothing outside of me upsets me. Now, did you all start to feel your beliefs to the contrary?
Yeah.
Notice that as I went through that, first we started off, my peace comes from me, honey child.
That's right. You're right, girl. My happiness does come from me.
It comes from within. But we don't realize that to say that is the same as you saying, you know what, Earl, nothing outside myself can save me, nothing outside me can hurt me, nothing outside me can disturb my peace, nothing outside of me can upset me in any way. See, when you put it that way, all of a sudden I have to get much realer with myself than I've ever been before. See, when I put it that way, it's like, ooh, I do have some core beliefs that I can be hurt. Ooh, you do? Yes. Do you experience hurt? Yes. Ooh, might be a connection. What? You have a core belief you can be hurt and you manifest pain. But I can be hurt. I remember when I got hit by a car on Christmas Day when I was 10 years old. That really happened to me. So, I can really be hurt. So, really, the physical reality just proves to me what I already believe in the first place. So, if I'm trying to change my mind, the first thing I have to do is stop judging what my reality could be like based on what I've already manifested. So if you want to move to the next level where your peace does come from you, you can't compare what it is you're trying to do now with the results of the way you used to think, because your physical perception is only witnessing to what you already believe, not necessarily the truth. So if you believe your happiness comes from outside yourself and you believe you can be hurt, then you'll attract situations to you that prove to you that you can be hurt. And the thing that you use to prove to yourself that you can be hurt is your body. Because without a body, you wouldn't be afraid to get hit by a car. And you say, Uber's on insurance. So, for nothing else, you should get enlightenment for economical reasons. No more MasterCard. I think I will take that workshop. Whatever motivates you. Really, whatever motivates you. One of the easiest ways to practice the truth is to be honest with yourself about something you know you want, whether it seems like it's spiritual or not, and then go after that thing using the principles of the truth, because you'll be motivated because it's something you really want in your heart, but you still have to use the truth principles in order to manifest it, so you still learn the truth even if you were using it just so you could be president of a company. But you must be motivated. Something in your life must generate so much passion in you that your enthusiasm motivates you to go toward it. So don't lie to yourself about what you want, because if you lie to yourself about what you want, then you'll always be struggling to achieve it, because the easiest thing to manifest is what you totally desire. And so if you're asking for what you think will bring you security instead of asking for what you want in your heart, then you'll be constantly doing things every day that you have no passion about. And when you're doing stuff that you don't have any passion about, you have to make it happen through more of your own physical effort, because you have cut yourself off from the creative universal energy that manifests things. Because it's based on the heart, love, oneness. So a person who's living from their security center always struggles more than a person that's coming from their heart. Mm-hmm. And most people act from the security center, the creature clinging to the rock at the bottom of the creek. Mm-hmm. And some people just are for a while. But my classes are for those who want to let go of the rock, even though they might be dashed once or twice in the process. But they do want to get to that point where they... moving downstream. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you ever get a chance, read Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Richard Bach. Because to me, it says it all. All the rest of the girls were just about the fish, and they were fighting over the fish, and in competition for the fish, and killing each other over the fish, and thinking there wasn't enough fish. And so Jonathan, he didn't want to be a part of that. He just wanted to see how well he could fly, and what his flying capacities were. He wanted to know how he could express himself, and the potential of how he could express himself. So he was teaching himself to see how much and how cool and how well a girl could fly. But in the process of going after his own perfection and excellence, he perfected flying to the point that if he needed a fish, he had it just like that. Not because he was seeking the fish, but because he was seeking to express himself. That's the way it is for you. Taking care of yourself at the level of the physical will become child's play when you're learning how to exercise your creative power as a child of God, because it's an unlimited ability, and the least it could do is manifest a damn house. So let's continue, shall we? So if you were to say, nothing outside myself can hurt me, disturb my peace of mind, upset me in any way, if there's a person whose name you could call to yourself silently and tell yourself, this person cannot hurt me, this person cannot disturb my peace, this person cannot upset me in any way, because my peace comes from me. It doesn't come from anywhere else. You don't have to believe it to tell the truth. Because it's the truth whether you believe it or not. So the things that you can't, you shouldn't say it unless you believe it, has nothing to do with the truth of it. It might be true even though you don't believe it. So why don't you just go ahead and join with the truth, whether you believe it or not, so it can work. Because your willingness to say the truth, even if you don't believe it, is a sign of your willingness to join with it. And it only needs a little bit of willingness to happen in your life. So to say what you don't believe with the intention of believing it, still it's a little willingness that you need in order to get the universe to join with you in what you're trying to do. That's why people won't even say it. Because that part of them that don't think they deserve it won't even let them say something they don't believe that they wish was true. So say what you don't believe that you wish was true. And what I don't believe and that I wish was true is that I don't believe you can upset me in any way, that my happiness is dependent on you in any way. But the truth is I need to tell myself nothing outside myself can upset me, nothing outside myself can hurt me, nothing outside myself can disturb me, because my peace comes from me whether I believe it or not. Then you'll be saved. All right? Okay, now, then you're using the present moment, which is your point of power. So when you hear the statement, you are whole, H-U-O-L-E, one of the words you can substitute is present. P-R-E-S-E-N-T. I am present. Because it's only when you're present that you can be there. And if you're being there, now you can act. You see what I mean? So I'm whole means I'm present. I'm being here with you. And since I'm being here with you and nowhere else, then I can let the power of God come through me into this moment, because it has to come where I'm located, not where I'm going to be this afternoon and not where I was this morning. You leave your body all the time. You have out-of-body experiences all the time. You have an out-of-body experience every time you're thinking of anything other than where you are in your physical body. So you leave your body all day long. You have out-of-body experiences all day long. You do it every time you take your thoughts and you send them somewhere else other than where you are, because that's who you are. Okay, so if my thoughts create my reality, which means my peace comes from me, then to get to that power, I need to start recognizing that even though I feel like a victim at times, I'm not a victim of the world I see. So I can say, I feel like a victim, but I'm not a victim. I feel like a victim, but I'm not a victim. I feel like a victim, but I'm not a victim. I feel like a victim, but I'm not a victim. I feel like a victim, but I am not a victim. I feel like a victim, but I'm not a victim. Let me tell you, honey child, I feel like a victim. And I'll tell you why I feel like a victim. And this is what's happening to make me feel like a victim. But you know what? I'm not a victim, even though I feel like a victim. I'm not a victim. Okay, so the Course then says, and it just tells you what to do all the way around. So if you accept that nothing outside of you can disturb your peace, and if you claim your power right now by saying your peace and your prosperity and your love comes from you, he says this idea places you in charge of the universe. And you know what that means? When you say my peace comes from me, you are finally being where you belong because of what you are. When you say my peace and my happiness comes from me, you're putting you in charge, which is where you belong. You belong in charge of your peace. Your peace don't need to depend on Earl. Your peace needs to depend on you. Your total fulfillment needs to depend on you. So you want to be in peace. I want to be in charge. Take responsibility for your happiness if you are in charge. Not taking responsibility for your happiness means you put me in charge. And you don't want that. Now this is where the God issue comes up. It says right here, it says, you're in charge of the universe where you belong because of what you are. This is not a role that can be partially accepted. You cannot be partially in charge. You cannot be partially in charge. You can be partially in charge. Like if I'm leading a safari in Africa, I might have a guide who knows the way to where I'm trying to go, but I'm still in charge of the journey. But I'm just smart enough to follow the guide to where to get to the treasure. So just because you're in charge of the journey doesn't mean they're saying that you wouldn't accept guidance. And we seem to think being in charge means nobody can tell me what to do. No one can give me instruction because I'm in charge. No, I'm in charge means I am the one that's responsible for my happiness and my peace in this life. I am in charge because I realize that it's going to come from my own mind. And so I'm in charge of how much of it comes from my mind and how much I claim the power of my happiness that comes from my own mind. But I might need a guide to how to get to that peace, because obviously I don't know how to get there. I would have already done it. So I want to ask you, did you create yourself? Did you create yourself?
No.
Did you create? Were you just dropped off and then left to fend for yourself?
No.
Because that's the way it looks. It looks to me like that's what happened. Like I was like, you know, like a pigeon in a poop or something, just dropping and keep flying. That's what sometimes it seemed like happened to me. Like I was just minding my own business somewhere that I don't even remember. And the next thing I knew, I was out here. And it seemed like whatever created me is gone. And I'm just in this place full of people who think they're different and in competition with each other, going between love and fear and violence and peace and not being enough, and I got to make it. And my creator just dropped me off in a bad neighborhood. Don't you feel like that sometimes? And then on top of that, you feel like you're too cute to be in this neighborhood. You know, not only was I dropped off, I'm too cute to be out here by myself. You know, and then it looked like you lose what you love, and then it looked like you come here and you fall down on bicycles and tricycles, and you go through the most hell of existence, which is called elementary school. You know, that's one of the reasons why people don't want to believe in reincarnation. They don't want to go through this crap again. Don't talk about the reincarnation stuff. You better not be insinuating I have a daddy like that again. Never. Never. I'm counting on only being one life. I don't want to go through this more than one. You know, that's why I think people don't like that idea. I think if you were experiencing joy, and you were experiencing enthusiasm, and you were experiencing affection, and you were experiencing people cared about you, and you cared about them, and having fulfillment in what you do, I think the last thing you want to do is die. You'd be like, how can I keep this going forever? How can I keep this going forever? So joy and eternity go together. The Course teaches that you got to start associating love with eternity and something that lasts forever, and stop associating love with stuff that's temporary. You got to start identifying with the permanent part of yourself instead of just identifying with the temporary part of yourself. See? So then it goes on to say, this is not a role that can be partially accepted, and you must surely begin to see that accepting what I'm saying is your salvation, is your peace. If you really want to be happy and you're depressed right now, then your mind goes, well, how could I give this up to me? How could I get myself out of my depression? Actually, you can just say it makes me feel more depressed. And that's when you realize you have to resign as your own teacher and realize that you have guidance and realize that you can be taught. And the fact that you're happy, you say your happiness comes from you, just means you now take a responsibility for having joy come into your life, and now you're willing to listen to the guides, the teachers that would help you get there. So you're not by yourself doing this. Actually, for the first time, you're no longer alone, because you can't be taught when you think you know. So one of the greatest tricks that divine mind pulls on us is to present us with situations that are beyond our capacity to handle, so that we'll get to the point that we'll open ourselves up to help. So if you're in an impossible situation, it's just so that it gets you to give up trying to do it on your own. Look how sneaky. You see, you get to that point that we all go to, we say, I give up. I tried everything I know how to do. I'm through. And every time you say that breakthrough, you know that's the truth. Every time you're up against the wall and you've done everything you can do and nothing that you tried to do worked, and you go, I don't care, I'm just not going to give it no energy to get it out. Come and take it all away. You know, all of a sudden you go, you've learned that the secret to having what you want is not listening to yourself. I love the truth. Okay? And he says, and I go real slow with the Course, even though I could go faster, because the Course itself says, read me slowly. Because it's deadly when you go slow like I'm doing now. You know. Okay, so that means then, before I go a little bit further, are there any questions, any comments, anything that I can share with anyone? Any good gossip? Anybody? Forget it. You wouldn't believe who I saw coming out of the motel last night.
You wouldn't believe who I mean.
Okay, yeah. My happiness comes from me. It comes from anywhere else. Anybody, any questions, any comments about anything I'm saying? Or just aha. So like anybody have an aha? You know, I heard you say that, and this is what I got in that moment.
Uh-huh.
Anybody got any?
When you think you know, you won't be shown.
Because what need would the universe have to teach somebody that thinks they already know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put on my problems.
Okay. Anybody else an aha? Uh-huh. Did they hand? The.
It's all aha.
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's all aha land, huh? I heard that a million times. That's what you say, you don't remember what I
think.
Responsibility. I experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
And then finding out that taking responsibility for your own self and acknowledging that and accepting it, affirming it, and then experiencing it.
Right. And to realize that a guide is not in charge. A guide just knows where you're trying to get to. So it's nothing wrong with asking for guidance. But the Course says the reason why we don't like to follow guidance is because the guidance we follow so far has been so crappy. So it makes all of us kind of leery of anybody giving us guidance because we've been trying to follow guidance ever since we got here. And things haven't turned out too pleasant most of the time. So when somebody says, follow my guidance, oh, Lord, not again. Kind of thing. So it's understandable that when we hear the word guidance, it's not something that exactly thrills us. But the truth is, we haven't really followed our guidance. We followed everybody else's guidance. Because when you live in your path, then you have a smooth, harmonious, flowing existence. When you're following someone else's path means you're doing, i.e. what society tells you you ought to do, then you don't feel joyful and life is a struggle. And since there's only your path and your own individual curriculum, there is no such thing as competition. Because there is no competition when there's nothing like you. You know, I don't care who the woman has been with me be with next. It ain't the same as your person. There's only one of her that is going to cross their path. I hope they have joy. I hope they have everything they want. They won't meet another Earl Purdy. You see what I'm saying? If I'm myself, there is no competition. But if I try to be like you, now we got some competition.
Uh-huh.
And so now the fear stuff starts.
Mm-hmm. You know what I thought was when you just were talking about giving up, and that we think of giving up as such a negative, but actually if we just shut up and give up a little bit more often, we'd be better off. Because for me, that's true. That's when the breakthroughs come, when you quit trying to do it yourself.
That's right.
Start trying to remember.
And then if there's something that's appealed to you as a path, then you go to that and you make a commitment to that for at least 90 days. Like if this book speaks to you, then go, okay, I'm going to use this as a path. If some other book speaks to you, go, I'm going to use that. It doesn't have to be the Course in Miracles, but don't try to teach yourself what you don't know. Because that's why you're in trouble right now. You're following the ideas you're making up. I really want something, so I'm going to say God's will instead of I had it. I just came up with an idea and said, the Holy Spirit told me that I should quit my job with no savings and go climb mountains even though I can't even climb an anthill. But I know that was God that told me to do it. You don't know when you're getting ready to do something stupid. You know, just don't let the truth take your common sense away. Because you know that no answer that comes from your real self will be an answer that would increase your fear. And you know you'd have more fear if you didn't have a job getting ready to do something you know you don't know how to do. So don't let your ego use the truth to jam you up. Yeah.
That's my problem. The guidance I think I've been following is my ego, and that's why I don't trust it, because it says a lot of shit to me. A lot of times. And it doesn't give me good information, and that's where I get the guidance confused.
And that's where the Course in Miracles comes in, because the Course in Miracles says that its purpose is to teach you how to tell the difference between when you're listening to your ego and your own personal fearful guidance, and when you're actually listening to the guidance that's coming from your higher self. Because the book says we don't know the difference. And it's not until we know the difference that we can really make a different choice. So the purpose of the Course is just to teach you how to tell the difference between when you're listening to yourself and when you listen to the voice that's about to jam you up. That's all it's about. And it does that by teaching you that there are only two ways of thinking, and if you learn what those two ways of thinking are, then you know when you're listening to one or the other, and if you know when you're listening to one or the other, you know which one to choose. But as long as you're making it up, he says, we'll stay confused, because the voice for God and the voice for your ego, which is your old self, it uses your voice. So it sounds like your voice. So when God talks to you, it's going to sound like your voice, probably. And when you talk to you and tell yourself a bunch of stuff that you know is not serving you, it sounds like your voice, too. So how can you tell the difference between two voices that essentially sound the same? The content that they are sharing with you. You know, here's my voice telling you, I really love you. Okay, here's my voice saying, I hate your guts. Now, both of them sound like my voice. Now, how would you tell which one of those statements came from the love in me and which one of those statements came from the fear in me?
The feeling.
The feeling. And what else that was really obvious?
The words.
What I said. Yeah. You know, it's like somebody smacks you around and throws you up against the wall and squeezes your neck. You'll say, I wonder if he loves me. It's like, it's not that hard. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to tell the truth from illusion. You just have to be willing to be honest. And if you don't love yourself, you pretend like you don't know the difference between abuse and support. So I'm going to pass this around. You haven't had a chance to sign the mailing list.
Please, please do. Heard people say to me, I always sign your mailing list and you never send me anything. And I always say the purpose of the mailing list is to maybe give a touch with you if I need to.
Or want to. It's something I need to let you know. Because I am going to be doing more things coming up in 2008. 2008 is going to be the most important year so far in my sojourn on this planet. I'll learn a lot about me this year. You know, it's like I've been using astrology and numerology as a way of communicating with my higher self since I was in my early 20s. So, you know, I'm always telling other people about their divine plan and what the map is saying and what they... So all the astrology chart does is just tell you the blueprint of the intentions of the soul before they came into this experience. It's not like you came here without a purpose or a roadmap. You see, so we are taught in the West by paying attention to intuitional guidance. So we're taught to just trust our rational reasoning mind only. And we don't give both of them equal importance. So we pass up on all the intuitional knowledge and psychic knowledge that we could receive from the other side because we've been taught to only trust what we believe and what we know. So there's a large group of people that know that's not true. And they'll go ahead and allow themselves to be communicated to through weird symbols. But that's all language is anyway, is symbols. That's all any language is a symbol. And that's all astrology is. It's another language. But it's just a way for the higher self to communicate in an objective way to get a person to hear something that they would not ordinarily hear that they need to know. So it's really about not the planets controlling anything. It's just a language. It's just another way for you to be communicated with. And I'm available for one-on-one sessions with people to do that, and I got forums up front if you're interested in to find out more about it, especially going into this brand new year. Okay?
I'm listening to the tape that you did for me before you moved to Denver. Damn, I thought it was today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
But I had another thought. Last night I'm looking through notes from one of your classes, and here's what I loved, and you just said it a minute ago. You can tell what voice is guiding you by what you say.
Yeah, so what is it saying? What is it saying?
So I went, wow, now I'm hearing again, so I guess I'm supposed to hear it.
And not only what is it saying, but what is it, how is it showing up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the next level is, how is it showing up in your life? How are you showing up in my life? Because in the end, that's telling me more about how you feel about me than what you say. You know, what you say at least heads me in a direction. But I need to know the difference between when God's guiding me and when my ego's guiding me. And one of the easiest ways to tell is when love is guiding me, I feel more peace. And when my fear is guiding me, I'll just feel more afraid. And it's the difference between being disoriented in the sense of knowing that you've let go and you've opened yourself up to new things and there's a little trepidation, but deep down in your heart you know you've made the right decision and just being more depressed because of the answer you got. Oh Lord, what's the divine plan for my life? Well, I want you to go, join the Peace Corps and go to Darfur, or whatever the name of the place is. Dorper, doctor, what is it?
I don't know.
Well, you know, the third place. So if that doesn't turn you on, that wasn't spirit telling you to quit your job, leave your family, and go to South Africa and be a missionary. But if you honestly want to watch TV and that's what gives you peace in that moment and allows you to cool off from everybody else, and then you come in and you watch television, you following your guidance more than the person that's told to go to South Africa who feels a lot of upset about that. Sometimes the best thing that unconscious people can do is have themselves locked inside a house looking at TV, not bothering nobody. The same thing about people who are real insecure and jealous. A really insecure, jealous person in a relationship is going to take the other person, limit and restrict them and separate them from everybody else. And the other person who's also jealous and possessive in the relationship also wants to lock that person up. So you got two people who are afraid taking each other out of circulation for the good of the whole. So that's what I'm saying. You don't know the difference between you being told something that you know is the truth but you just don't want to deal with, and you being told the truth, told something that you know just isn't true for you. You know what I mean? It's like a person who wants to lose weight but hate when they say, well, they're going to have to eat less. It's like, I'm sorry that depresses you, but that really is the truth. And in your heart, you know you need to eat less. So even though you didn't like the answer, there was a part of you that knew that was the answer. And I'm saying, I trust you enough that you would know the difference. That's what I'm saying. You, in your heart, you would know the difference between spirit giving you an answer, but right now you just might be afraid to try to apply it, and you know that you're getting something that just in your core, you know that's not right for you. We know the difference between that. You know, that's the difference between you need to eat less, but if you really want to lose weight. I don't want to hear that, but I know I need to eat less if I really want to lose weight. And the truth is, if I really want to lose weight, I just need to stop feeling guilty about my body. That the problem is coming from the guilt. The problem is coming from the fear in your mind that you've already decided not to feel good about yourself. And that's just one of the various ways available to us to pick to make ourselves feel that way. So this world is like a buffet of ways to feel, make yourself feel like crap if that's what you want to feel. So you get a chance. Let me go to the buffet crap store. Nah, I could choose not being able to pay my bills. Nah. I could choose another psycho girlfriend. No. I could choose another job. I don't. See, we got a whole potpourri. I could smoke. I could drink. I could eat too much. See, we got a million ways to make ourselves feel guilty if we want to feel guilty. So the real issue is, do you want to know your innocence or do you want to still continue to feel guilty? And when you answer that, then that answer will in turn take whatever forms in the world that you need. If you really decide on your innocence and your guiltlessness and your prosperity and the fact that you deserve to be free, then that idea in your mind will start taking the physical forms that would allow that idea to manifest. You start meeting the people who allow freedom in your life. You start meeting the people who are safe, secure. And those people will come as a result of the decision you make in your own mind to choose for your peace and your happiness in your own mind first. And then the physical world witnesses to that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that could happen just as much through the person that you're with as it could happen through a brand new person. But if you know you're in a situation that you probably feel no motivation and no passion in that situation about healing it or making it happen, then don't force yourself to stay in a situation that you have no faith in, because you just as well do it with them as to do it with somebody else, because you don't have to do it with somebody. So why don't I do it with the person I can't stand? Mm-hmm. In case you haven't noticed, that affects your motivation. If you're trying to love somebody that you can't stand, that's a lot harder than loving somebody that you really like. So if you want to feed alone, just a little hint, you might want to move toward the people that you like. And then you'll feel so much joy with those people that joy will start to overflow into the areas with the people that you don't like, which will take the form of, I feel so good within myself, there's nothing you can do that's going to affect how I feel today anyway, because there's so much love in my life and I know it. Why would I let one person rain on my parade? Now, as a matter of fact, I feel so good and I'm seeing how upset you are, sad you are. You know what? That's a call for love. What can I do to let some of my joy go into your life? Because I'm not suffering from the same deficiency that looks like you're suffering from, and I'm so full you can't even hurt my feelings. So what I'm going to do is just pour some of that love and some of that light on you. Mm-hmm. See, that's the way it is when you're full of love yourself. You're not trying to forgive anybody because there's nothing to forgive, because you're feeling so good. What you mad at anybody about? Mm-hmm.
So if you're having a hard time forgiving, you need to ask yourself, why does your life suck so much?
That you got to sit around worrying about forgiving somebody. Why is your life so excited? That's the last thing you think about is what happened to you when you was 10, because today is so dynamic and so beautiful. You don't even have time to think about what happened yesterday because you're so prosperous today. You see what I mean? So the best way to forgive is to allow yourself to be in charge of your happiness by knowing your happiness comes from you. Then do the things that you love so that your life is so fulfilling that there's nothing for you to forgive, because how could anybody hurt you when you feel so good? If you're feeling real good, obviously you haven't been hurt. How do I know that nothing in my past really hurt me? Because I'm standing up here talking to you joyfully right now. So no matter what looked like happened in the past, did it really happen? No. Look at me standing up here right now. So the truth is, you already survived everything that you think you have to forgive. You've already shown yourself you're stronger than whatever happened to you. That's not theoretical. That's a fact. So give it to yourself. Give it to yourself. You know? This plane right here is not the plane for winter souls. Winter souls don't go to earth. Like before we got ready to come to earth, you know, we said, where you going, man? I'm going to earth. Oh, man, no. You're not going to earth, are you? Come on to Jupiter, man. Come on, let's go to Jupiter. No, I got to go to earth. I got to go to earth school. Because everybody in their heart knows that this is not our home. We all know in our heart this is not our home. This is where we come to learn lessons in love. And we're smart enough now that we know the secret, which is to understand that our happiness comes from us. It comes from our own thinking and our own consciousness. And all we need is a guide, which we have. And all we need to do is change our mind, which we're capable of. And we'll watch our physical reality naturally conform to our new ideas about ourselves. We'll surround ourselves with people that remind us about our goal to love ourselves. So even when we forget and feel like we're a bunch of crap, and they'll say, no, you're not. You deserve to be happy. You're a beautiful person. Not somebody that goes, you're right, you don't deserve none of this stuff. You know what you did last week. You don't deserve no joy. So you either going to have two kinds of witnesses in your life. People who are witnessing to your guilt or witnessing to your innocence. And again, you're responsible for your happiness, because you're the one that choose 99% of the people that you associate with. And even if it's your children and your family, they don't make up the vast majority of the people in your life. So you can't go, what about your children? Well, that's just a lesson you want to make sure you got. You know, it's like, I want to make sure I get this lesson right here. Well, I'll be your daddy. You know, I don't need my children's models of what a father should be like at all. Can you imagine having a father like me?
No. Yeah.
Not when the world teaches you that it's all about limitation, restriction, and guilt. And it's not about you being free to follow your path and me not trying to change your path and going along with who you are, even if it looks like it's different from what I would be myself. Then a lot of times they can come off as not caring. Sometimes when you're freeing people to be who they are, they misperceive it as you don't care, when actually you're loving them so much that you're letting them be who they are. And they don't even recognize it, because they got so many scripts for everybody around them that they don't even know what real love is. So they can be right in the presence of real love and don't even know it. You know, who's the person who really loves you? The person that's always nurturing you and saying they believe in you and not trying to stop you from being who you are and not attacking you. Oh, I didn't even notice you. Because all my attention is on whoever's not pleasing me and seeing how I can get them to please me. So I'm overlooking all the people that love me. And since I don't appreciate them, then they leave my life, because that's a universal law, that what you don't appreciate leaves your life. It's not that it's trying to punish you, it's just that without appreciation, there's no glue to bind it to you. So if you're spending all your time focused on everybody who makes you unhappy, that means you're overlooking a lot of your blessings, and then you're wondering why they fade away. Take your focus off of the people and situations that do not bring you joy, and the rest of the week, ask yourself, who are the people that when I'm around, I feel inspired, I feel better, I feel more innocent, and how can I make sure that I spend more time with those people and be that way for them? Thank you for listening to me. You're in a great mood, let me do the love offering. Free truth for food. Free truth for food. Thank you for sharing with me. If you do it with a check, Please make it out to Unity Temple, even though it still affects me the same way financially, and also it's a tax-deductible donation for you. And it also helps the church. We thank you for coming here. And I want to thank you for 2007 and all the support that I received and love that I received from you all. I'm so grateful. I feel like I've hit the spiritual lottery. I feel like I've way went beyond the Powerball. Really. If you have people like this in your life that you can physically look at, and that goes for you too, because everybody here is physically in your life, then that's like you've hit the lottery. Because that means that you believe this to a point that you've started to magnetize people to you who feel the same way you do, which should completely erase the idea that you ever have to go on from here alone. You have mighty companions with you now. Just don't take your old rules and try to apply them to these new people. Don't look at them as another person to fulfill an old fantasy with. Look at them as being another person to practice these new ideas on, which would look something like, if my happiness comes from me, then I know your happiness comes from you, so I'm going to apply the truth to you just like I apply it to me. That's all it means. It's not complicated. All the stuff that I'm studying that I'm saying is true for me, then I say it's true for everybody I know. So then if nobody else is responsible for my happiness, then I'm not responsible for anybody else's happiness, so therefore I don't have to make myself feel guilty about looking like I'm not making everybody around me happy, because I'm not responsible for their happiness. So if I'm applying that rule to me and take them off the hook, why don't I apply the rule to them and also take me off the hook? Because I used to didn't do that. I would apply the truth to people and still beat myself up. And I'm saying, don't do that. Everybody is responsible for their happiness. You haven't hurt anybody. And the only reason why a person wouldn't want to let go of that idea is they still want to believe somebody hurt them. So it's too frightening to let go of that idea, because that means you have to go when nobody hurt me. No, everybody just presented you with lessons that were opportunities for you to wake up to who you really were through. And you got to the point now that you don't want to use pain anymore. That's the only difference. You're saying, I want my lessons in love now, but I've decided that I'm not going to do it through pain the way I used to and attack the way I used to. I'm not saying I don't still want to grow, but now I can learn my lessons through happy living. Right? I can learn through peaceful lessons. I'm ready. And I do know I have an old self that's going to put up a little bit of a fight. You know, it's going to put up a little bit of a fight, but you know what? I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm not going to let it stop me. So that's like that. You just take a breath right now. And you're welcome to come to any classes. I have one on Wednesday, 12 noon. See, that's what you want to hear.
That's what I want to hear.
When you say anything, you want people to go, yes, woo, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. So, okay, let me do a couple of minutes, and then we're going to go out into the lab. We'll do a quick review.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And let yourself feel it. Your happiness comes from you. The only temptation that you will have for the rest of the day is to forget that your happiness, your peace, comes from you. So any pain that you feel, just tell yourself that the answer is in the same place that the problem is. My answer is in the same place as the problem is. It's in my mind. I need some new thoughts. I need new interpretations. I need new focuses. I don't have to do it alone. I don't have to do it by myself. The Course in Miracles is full of new interpretations, so I got the new interpretations. The Course in Miracles classes are full of people around me who also share my goal, so I don't have to feel like I'm crazy and alone in what I'm doing. I finally have guidance because I've admitted to myself that I didn't create myself, and I'm willing to do what I really came here to do. I'm willing and I'm ready to fulfill the divine plan for my life. I'm ready and willing to fulfill the divine plan for my life. I'm ready and willing to fulfill the divine plan for my life. I'm ready and willing to fulfill the divine plan for my life. I am ready and willing to fulfill the divine plan for my life. If there's a person that needs to be released in your mind and heart in order for this new life to come, and you know you're feeling stuck because of that person, and that even can include yourself. Call their name to yourself right now. You know who they are.
Yeah.
And you say to yourself, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. Now, for Holy Spirit, you can say the universe, you can say divine mind, you can say God, you can say loving spirit, whatever means that higher presence in your life. So you say, but I'm going to say Holy Spirit. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. Okay, here's the next line. I know that you will be released. I know that you will be released. Guess who was performing that? I know that you will be released. Now kind of move your butt in your chair. I know that you will be released. But see, you move like that, they might not never go anywhere. So don't do it in front of them. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. Say what?
Oh, say what?
I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself.
Say what?
I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. One more time. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. Next one. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know who I'm talking about, right? You know who I'm talking about, right? You know who I'm talking about, right? So you say it one more time. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release. Now, the last part. Because I recognize that we will be released together. Because I recognize that we will be released together. Because I recognize that we will be released together. Because I recognize that we will be released together. I say we will be released together. We will be released together. We will be released together. One time. I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be I want to be you for the last one. Because this is the most important one of all. Remember, your happiness comes from you. So if you want to be released to your joy and abundance, you have to first release yourself. So I'd like for you to picture yourself being in a little cage. Right here in front of the class, you're in a little cage. And I also want you to picture yourself walking up right now to the cage.
Oh, yeah. think about all the loving things. And I'd like to look at you that, look at you that's in that cage of lack or fear or loneliness or sickness or unsatisfaction in your career or anything that you're carrying with you. I want you to look compassionately at that you that's in that cage. And I want you to look at that you that's in that cage and that limitation with all the compassion and with all the love and with all the forgiveness. And you say, you did the best you could. Based on what you knew. You did the best you could based on what you knew. You did the best you could based on what you knew. And I want you to look at you as you're ready now to be free. I'd like you to say, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. You will be released. Unless I want to use you, which is myself, unless I want to use you,
which is myself,
to imprison myself. Here's the last one. You ready?
Yeah.
In the name of my freedom. You're talking to yourself now. You're going into a brand new period. You want to let go of the past. You say, in the name of my freedom, I choose my release.
I
choose my release.
Oh, yeah.
I choose my release. I choose my release. I choose my release. I choose my release. I choose my Because I recognize that we will be released to heaven.
Yeah.
Woo! May the course be with you. You acknowledge yourself, Holy Spirit.
I mean, really give it to yourself. Don't play around. Give it to yourself. Come on. That happened to come from me. I appreciate
it coming from me. Then it's reflected back to everybody else. So, all of my classes are available online for the last 3 years at earlpurdy.com. So, you can listen to the classes in order. Love you. Hugs are available.
Are you
going to
do a workshop in January?
I'm going to do another advanced mind training the last Saturday in January. So, it'll be $50. From 10 to 3, this is very advanced application teaching that I have more time than just 1 hour. And I'm going to bring up the registration for that. But if you find that it's something that you want to do and you want to go ahead and make sure that you sign up for it, even though I didn't know I would be doing this today, I will put a notebook up front, this one here. And just, you know, sign your name and your phone number if you want to go ahead and pay for it to ensure a place, that's fine. But this first one of 2008 is going to be off the hook. So it's up here. I love you. The last Saturday in January. 10 to 3. 10 in the morning, so you still have all your dates, most of your dates. Okay, I love her. And I appreciate y'all. Thanks for coming.